About the, this is about gang, okay? Yeah.
So I went to minister to gangs on the east side over by Commerce City, and I was like, Lord, what do I say to these gangs? Because I saw a lot of cars, and I thought, there's more than one gang here. But at the time, I did not realize that there was three gangs, because there's a little hill at that park, but on the other side of that little hill, these other gangs have that gang from Dallas. They had them at gunpoint. And the other gang leaders were surrounded by, the other gang was surrounded by the other three gangs. Like, they couldn't move. They saw their leader had guns on his head. They were yelling at him, telling him to better go back to Dallas. And it didn't look like he was gonna go back to Dallas, so they were just gonna shoot him. And I walked up to him, and they said, Sonny, you gotta stay out of here, man. The one of the gangs that I knew, he says, you need to go back, you need to get out of here today. I'm like, no, man. I said, you guys gonna execute this guy? He goes, yeah, he's a gang leader from Dallas. He doesn't listen, he doesn't wanna listen to the rules that we have here in Denver. I said, man, that's not an excuse to kill somebody. I said, do me a favor. Why don't you guys let this guy go? I'll take his place. And they're like, Sonny, we're not gonna shoot you, man. Like, hey, God sent his son here to this world for us. He sacrificed himself for the world. I'm sacrificing myself for this man right here. You know why? Because Jesus created him, just like he created you guys. You want to execute anybody? Execute me, man. Let this young man go. I said, this young man right here, his sun is still rising. My sun is setting. I'm 60 years old, man. This guy's probably 25, 26. He goes, I'm 25, man. And I said, yeah, see? His sun is still rising, man. Mine is setting. So why don't you let me take his place? Just like Jesus took my place and yours. And they all kept looking at each other and they said, you know what? You're absolutely right, Sonny. We can't do this. He goes, Jorge, if you need to understand, there's rules at these parks, man, where we hang out. This park is full. We take the east side, these guys take the north side, these guys take the south side, the southern gang takes the west side, and we don't interfere with any of them. So, this park is full, man, so go find somebody else, some other park. But you better get out of here. The guy got up and came over, and he hugged me. Here's a gang leader from Dallas that was about to be executed. He came over and hugged me and goes, thanks for sticking up your own neck for me, man. You don't even know me. I said, Jesus Christ knows you. That's why I'm here. He goes, thanks, man. So I gave my ministry card. He got over by his boys. They got in their cars and they left. I didn't think I was gonna see him again. So while I was standing there, the guys were like, you were actually gonna give your life for somebody you didn't even know. Like, yeah, man. Like, that's what God did. But he knew us, even though we weren't even created yet. He goes, you mean to tell me Jesus knew me even before? Like, I don't get that. I said, he knew you even before you were in your mother's womb. Remember that. And he goes, he knows you by name. He doesn't know you by, that family had a little boy. No, he already knew you before you were in your mother's womb. They're like, so God sent his son to die for all our sins? I got a lot of sins to die for, man. I said, well, he rose again. But all you gotta do is ask for forgiveness. He goes, hey, man, you know that song Amazing Grace? And I go, yeah. He goes, can you play it in your truck? So I drove my truck up on the grass. The guy that takes care of the grass doesn't like me driving up there because those big tires, you could tell where I drive. It sinks them down. But anyway, I drove up there, put on Amazing Grace. And all the other boys are like, I've never heard that song before, man. But some of them did. I was there 4.5 hours with these guys. They ate all the burritos. They drank all the Coke and the Dr. Pepper water. And then, just as the sun was going down, I said, hey, those of you who want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, I want you to come over here. And they all came over. They're like, you know what? Mother's Day is coming up, huh? And I go, yeah. I want to go home, man. I want to make something about myself. Not to be, I don't want people to read about me in the paper. You know, I shot somebody or something. I want to be somebody that God and my parents could be proud of instead of always being in trouble. Like, I'm done with this life. One by one, started giving their hearts to God. So now those kids aren't even part of that park anymore. They're all home. 75 kids. These young men, it's like, sometimes it takes a huge miracle. Sometimes it just takes the word of God. You show them who you are. They saw that I was willing to give my life for somebody I didn't even know. That shook them up. Did I do it to impress them? No. No, I did it because that's what God said to do. Like, are we willing to give our lives for others? Are we willing to step out? That's what He's called us to do, so I stepped out. It was awesome because most of their families were Christians, but most of them weren't. At least they started coming to pick them up. Mom, Dad, I just gave my heart to Jesus Christ. I want to make something of myself. I want to do something different. I want to start going to church. I want to learn more about Jesus like Sonny did. Sonny knows God. I want to know God like Sonny did. And some of the parents like, you know what? Maybe I need to give my heart to Jesus, you know? And so they all started giving their hearts to God. It was amazing what God did. That was just Saturday. Sunday, I ministered to 2 more games. Thursday night, I just laid down to go to bed. I was exhausted. And the leader from Dallas called me. It took him a few days, but he called. He says, you know what? I said, will you come and meet with us, man? Because we're going back to Dallas. We don't want to be a gang anymore. Oh, we want to go home. But will you come and pray with us? Guess what time that was? 11 o'clock at night. I got ready like if I was going to go to work. I put this hoodie on. Went over by Commerce City to their home that they were renting. Prayed over them. Prayed with them. They all accepted Christ. They were crying. They were calling their parents. They said, we're coming home. We're not going to be a gang anymore. We want to come home. All the parents to come back. It was amazing. It's like, are we called to go minister to God only when the sun is up? No, it's 24/7. You never know when we're going to get called out. You know? We just got to go. And this gang left. They went back to Dallas. I gave them Victor's number because Victor and Hector said, we'll take them under our wings, man. We'll disciple them. That's the first gang that I ministered to ever in Denver. And they were from Dallas. So they kind of took them under their wings and it's going to help them out. That's just God. God gets all the glory for that. Gets all the victory. Am I out there just to prove who Sonny is? No. I'm out there so they can see Jesus in me, not just me. It's so much fun to minister to these gangs. And ever since you prayed that prayer, every sense. And why did it take so long? I don't know. I'm not gonna.
No specifics.
God. Yeah, exactly. I'm just gonna say thank you, Jesus. Because even the gang I went to go and see Sunday, I didn't know those guys. I pulled up, 4 guys were like this on me right away. And then I saw them, and then the leader turned over to him and pointed to him. It's like, guys doing? Like, I don't know what he said at the time. And they put their pistols away and just stood there. I'm like, I started laughing because of the mustache. I'm like, thank you for hearing this prayer. Like, it's worth it.